So anyway, that's the kind of level we're talking about, my friend. What's your name, sir?
James.
Oh God, somebody else jumped in there at this stage. Simon and Jake, Jason?
James.
James, you're a local, sir, are you?
Yeah, I'm from North London.
From North London, and James, what do you do? You're a young man, you're a student, are you a college?
I'm a student.
Of?
German sociology, history and music.
German sociology, history and music. It's a natural Venn diagram, isn't it? You can see the intersection. Are you an A-level student, is that what you are? Oh, God, you're only a child. Look at you. You're a cherub, for Christ's sake. And what a natural collection of A-levels that is. It should have... Employers will be screaming for you. Crying out for... We've got a hole in our company the size of a man who knows German sociology history, but can he play the guitar? I know one such man. One such man who does timpani as well as German sociology and history. It's a unique set of talents, my friend, and there's one job out waiting for you in the Goethe Institute band. When are the exams? Couple of months' time?
Couple of weeks, actually.
Couple of weeks? Excuse me, sorry. So good that you're taking a night off from the study at this stage, yeah. What did you schedule for here before you decided to just, like, piss it all up to a tree and come out and just see a comedy gig instead?
Doing essays today.
Oh, you're doing essays today. Well, it's a welcome break for it. Like, just so you know, by the way, from the rest of us here who've been through the whole school system and that and have gone to on the other side of the education and all the exams and all that, the stuff you're learning day to day, all the subjects and all the quotes and all of that stuff, like whatever, that stuff, when you get out into the real world and you're looking for work and you're meeting people, that stuff is vital. Frankly, hardly a day goes by that I don't have to quote a theorem or mention a poem. I was in a nightclub the other night and a woman came up and said, what's the biggest of the Great Lakes? And I went, is it Lake Michigan? And she said, close enough, I will go to bed with you. Whereas Simon, what do you do?
I work in IT.
You work in IT? It's exciting stuff, isn't it, Simon? Who do you do IT for?
Direct mailing.
For a direct mailing company. That's fucking controversial. You, nothing on that. You just sashayed in and whipped the rug from underneath it. Who wants those stuff coming in the door? Nobody, but I still send it. Ha, 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 ha. You do that around the office, do you? Send more stuff to Henley. Ha, 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 ha. Now we shall blitz North London. Ha, 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 ha. You have a big map and like a loads of... And you push the direct mail around, indicating where you're going to bring all of your evil direct mail. Ha, 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 ha. Finest piece of direct mail I ever received, which is from an estate agent in my area, because they're constantly putting stuff through the door saying, we have disappointed customers who can't find a house in your area. What a fucking guilt trip that was. Oh no, we should move out. These people are disappointed. Anyway, what age are you, my friend, 17, 18?
I'm 17 in 3 weeks.
You're 17, so you're 16 is the actual answer to that question. No amount of I'm 17 in 3 weeks. I saw through the logic of that one. It's a clever little ruse you've got. You're 16, my friend. My God, good to have you here. You're having a bit of a drink while you're here. Go on, too, because you look slightly older. You'll get away with it. Okay. We'll get somebody to do it. Like, get Simon, because he works for direct mail. He has no morals anyway. He'll go and buy you. Stuff you full of drink. Can you drive, by the way? When are you going to start? You can't drive yet, presumably. No, okay, grand. Like, whatever. But when are you going to do it in 3 weeks' time, presumably?
No, because my parents won't pay the insurance.
Your parents won't pay for the insurance? You little panto crowd. There is, no,